You are listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks, and we are going to talk about the Warsaw Avenue Creative Campus. This is a project that includes restoring seven historic buildings in East Price Hill, creating commercial space and affordable housing. And all these properties will undergo a more than $17.6 million redevelopment while receiving an Ohio Historic Preservation Tax Credit of $1.7 million. When it's all finished, the historic district will be home to a youth orchestra and a DIY art space. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about the Warsaw Avenue Creative Campus is Price Hill Will Executive Director Rachel Hastings. Rachel, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having us today.
It's our pleasure. We also have My Cincinnati Director Bernardo Lopez. Bernardo, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Excited to be here.
We were expecting to have a perspective from the preservation side of things. A representative from the Cincinnati Preservation Association was slated to join us for this segment, but so far we have not been able to make contact. So if we do get a hold of this person, we'll put them on the air as well to talk a little bit about that aspect of this campaign. Rachel, this sounds like a pretty big deal. This is a pretty expensive project, $17.6 million we're talking about. What's the impact in the neighborhood you serve?
So this is a really exciting project for East Price Hill and something that Price Hill Will has been working on for over 5 years. And what would it entails is we've acquired most of the buildings in the 3100 block of Warsaw Avenue, which is kind of the first block of the neighborhood business district that you see as you come up the hill from downtown. We worked with the Cincinnati Preservation Association and the city to make that block and the next block over both a local historic district and a national historic district so that we can receive historic tax credits for the renovations. And our goal is to really make this entire block a space for youth and families to connect via arts and creativity. We have some amazing resources in those blocks already. The Price Hill Library just saw a massive renovation and addition. So we're thankful to our partners at the library for that. Price Hill Will restore the old Price Hill Masonic Lodge into what is now known as ARCO, a space for arts and community. We also have the Price Hill Rec Center and Price Hill Dempsey Park and Pool is right there. So we already have a lot of things that are serving youth and families. And we really want this entire block to be a place for folks to connect and a place for families to have fun and learn and grow together.
Well, for those of us who may not be all that familiar with that particular part of Price Hill, or we don't make our way over there enough, what is the current condition of that business district?
First of all, you should come over more frequently.
I'm just speaking generally. I'm not saying I've not been there.
I'm giving you a hard time, Michael. That's okay. So these are beautiful historic buildings. And there's been, if you go up and down the Warsaw Neighborhood Business District, there has been a lot of loss over the years. Buildings have been demolished. There's a fair amount of vacancy and blight. And this block just needs a lot of love. You know, there's beautiful buildings. They have good bones, but they need all new mechanicals. They need roofs and paint and, some better parking options. So with vision, you can see what the future of the neighborhood could be again, but it needs a little bit of inspirational thinking to imagine where we will be in another year.
Well, Rachel, I know we were expecting to have a historic preservationist on the conversation to give us some overview of the way the buildings will be treated and maybe even a little bit of history. But I'm wondering if perhaps you know what the significance of this business district was, dare I say, back in the day?
Yeah. So if you think about how Price Hill, particularly East Price Hill, was developed, back in the late 1800s, down in the basin in Cincinnati, where, downtown over the Rhine, West End, that area had a lot of factories and a lot of pollution. There was all the, pork processing plants and so forth. And East Price Hill was known as the neighborhood to come to escape the pollution down in the basin. And so it was literally marketed as a place for clean air. So folks, once, the inclines were built and streetcar was developed, folks came up on top of the hill to have clean air. And so this was a very affluent neighborhood when it was first built. These blocks in particular have what we call now the My Cincinnati Firehouse. It was the original firehouse built as a horse and buggy firehouse in the late 1800s, the original District 3 Police Department, the library is a Carnegie Library. So this was kind of the civic heart of East Price Hill.
And Bernardo Lopez is the director of My Cincinnati. And Bernardo, when I introduced this segment, I noted that when this campus is complete, the historic district will be home to a youth orchestra and a DIY art space. Would that youth orchestra be your youth orchestra?
Yeah, that'd be My Cincinnati.
All right. Well, tell us about what My Cincinnati is and what the relationship is here with this project.
Absolutely. My Cincinnati is so many things, but I'm going to try to keep it super short and give you the quick pitch. We're a completely free after-school youth music program. We center the ensemble as a connection with community, so teaching about community through the ensemble. We, like I said, it's completely free. Also, all the instruments are free for the kids to use. And we see kids from third grade all the way until graduation. And like I said, it's free, intense, high-quality music education.
And so when you see what these plans are as we're about to embark on this multi-million dollar renovation of the neighborhood where you are, just share with us what you think the future holds.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly bright. Price Hill is already just this amazing place. I am a resident of Price Hill. I absolutely love it here. And, you know, it's this creative campus area is going to be just an incredible place for all of Price Hill and Price Hill youth to have access to a diverse array of arts and creative making. Something that doesn't necessarily exist and isn't as accessible to people in Price Hill right now. My Cincinnati is in Price Hill, and we're very proud to be here. And the youth of Price Hill attend. We have, you know, 100 students that we see every day, and we're really happy with that. But just imagining that in the future, this is going to be a campus. This is going to be a space where kids can just, you know, pick and choose what is going to connect with them, what they're going to develop, and just be able to kind of, you know, creatively tour that. I think it's something, the arts is something I think a few people have access to, especially the diversity of arts, you know, whether it's dance or photography or music. And not every neighborhood has that. And maybe that's what I'm most excited about.
Well, I want to talk about that because the neighborhoods, a lot of neighborhoods that have seen a decline, but are positioned for maybe a renaissance or at least some investment, and even smaller than the significant investment coming to this part of East Price Hill, it often can start with the arts. Maybe it's something as simple as a mural. So there's one thing to freshen up the area, and then maybe a performance takes place, and people start to reacclimate themselves to these little urban centers that had fallen into disrepair. What is the role that the arts can play in this potential renaissance for East Price Hill, Bernardo?
Yeah, well, I think you said it. I think historically, when we look at the arts, it is a catalyst for a renaissance, or it's a catalyst even for change as we're trying to improve our neighborhoods and find the assets within them and build upon them. The arts is a pillar which our community members can stand on. And it may start when they're young. Maybe they start violin when they're in third grade, but, you know, learning to be in an ensemble, having access to a good quality instrument and good quality education, learning how to play with others is something sometimes that goes unmentioned, but, you know, you see them grow up in these programs and their foundation is so strong to be community members and to be active in change making as well.
That's Bernardo Lopez. He's the director of My Cincinnati. We're also joined by Rachel Hastings, executive director of Price Hill Will, as we continue our conversation now about the Warsaw Avenue Creative Campus. This is an area that will see more than $17.6 million as part of a redevelopment. And Rachel, calling it the Warsaw Avenue Creative Campus gives us the opportunity to build upon that question. Obviously, the overarching goal here seems to emphasize creativity and the arts as part of the Renaissance effort. So talk about why that approach.
Sure. So I think one thing we should make sure is mentioned is that My Cincinnati is actually a program of Price Hill Will. My Cincinnati is starting its 11th school year this year, which is amazing. So we're so excited to be seeing our students again in person this year. And this whole project started several years ago when, you know, My Cincinnati has been located in the old firehouse at Warsaw and Considine for about 6 years now. And You know, we approached the owner of the building and just asked him if we could buy the firehouse because we want to do some improvements, make it a little cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter and do some other kinds of things. And he said he'd be happy to sell us the firehouse, but only if we bought his other buildings, which turned out to be almost the entire block. So suddenly, you know, the idea of just, you know, stabilizing the firehouse grew into what are we going to do with this entire block? And again, because of My Cincinnati, we partner so much with lots of other arts organizations that serve youth and families, like Artworks and Elements and Wordplay. And we're already doing all this amazing sort of like cross-pollinating programming. And so that's where this sort of idea blossomed into, what if we had this whole block? What if we could do apartments upstairs? Because we know our neighbors need more high quality apartments. But what if we have all of these kind of shared spaces on the first floors of these buildings where, you know, you could have, you know, Wordplay and Elements are sharing a space. So, and maybe there's some restaurateurs that are sharing another space that is, you know, removing barriers to opening a new restaurant. So just again, the opportunity to, you know, because we will own these spaces, we have the opportunity to, you know, decide the future of our community, which is really an exciting position to be in.
So will you be like a leasing office, or will you be leasing these spaces to both the residential tenants and any type of commercial or nonprofit tenants?
We will be, yes, yes.
Okay, and so as part of your mission, how does that play into it when you start managing properties this way?
Well, you know, we also do a lot of affordable homeownership. And so we really see rental units as sort of like a step for many families. You know, not everybody wants to become a homeowner. And, you know, a lot of folks in our neighborhood have are paying really high rents for very poor quality places. So we see providing high quality, affordable rental spaces as something that's important to our mission to improve the quality of life in our neighborhoods. And as far as the commercial spaces, I mean, when I talk to residents in all three Price Hill neighborhoods, folks want more amenities for their communities. They want, you know, the small grocery stores, a small market or restaurant that's owned by local residents. They want spaces for families to connect. So it's really about improving the commercial corridors in the Price Hill neighborhoods, but making sure that the spaces are filled with things that are really directly for residents, you know, not necessarily focused on the sort of, you know, chain tenants that some neighborhoods see, but really kind of more locally grown places that allows us to direct the future of our community.
How many residential units are part of this project?
There will be 13.
Okay.
In this block.
13 yeah. In this block, and they will right. all be designated as affordable?
Yes. And we said, when we say affordable, sort of like a market rate, sort of market rate affordable, not market rate, but it's what's affordable for folks in our neighborhood. It's not necessarily tied to like a Section 8 voucher or something like that. Although folks could use that if they needed to, but it's not, they're not income-based units like only for Section 8 tenants.
Okay. So how does that strategy work then? Because that was what I was going to ask, was whether you're using like the federal definition or a local definition of affordable. Yeah. I know it can be a bit tricky, but yeah, tell us how you are approaching how you're going right. to price these.
So most of the apartments are for folks between 60 and 80% of area median income for their family size. If that kind of gives you a clue. And that's where a lot of our families are in the neighborhood. Unfortunately, there are a lot, we have a lot of absentee owners who are charging really high rents, but for pretty poor quality places. So, you know, we want these spaces to be places for folks to like really grow and thrive in their spaces, in their community, and be able to have the amenities that they deserve.
Okay. And so what will these buildings look like, I guess, when this is all over? I mean, this is a pretty significant investment. And
yeah.
What can we all expect when I guess the ribbons are cut?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things I'm really excited about is that, you know, all of the exteriors will be rebuilding the original storefronts. If you take a look at the buildings now, they've got a combination of, you know, downsized windows, glass block, you know, a lot of the original storefronts will have like some components there, but then other things are missing. So we've done a lot of historical research to know like what these buildings looked like when they were originally built. So those will all be restored. Of course, all the windows and so forth. New mechanicals, I think, is going to be great. Most of these buildings have never had air conditioning, or if they did, it was a very, very long time ago. I'm also personally really excited on the firehouse. We have, you know, the original wooden firehouse doors that used to open up for the horse and buggies. And so we are working to try to restore those so that we can actually open those again. So when we have My Cincinnati students collecting after school every day, the idea of being able to sort of open up those doors and to, like, you know, breathe in some fresh air and enjoy kind of the indoor-outdoor experience will be really exciting.
That's Rachel Hastings. She is the executive director of Price Hill Will. We're also joined by My Cincinnati director, Bernardo Lopez. Bernardo, for the kids who have been participating in your program, what has this pandemic been like? I imagine that it's been tough to get together to rehearse, or has it?
Yeah, it has. We've been taking this pandemic very seriously. We see our responsibility as a community gathering place that we have to also take the responsibility to keep our community safe. So first and foremost, we, you know, made some really hard decisions to be remote this last year. And if you can imagine, one of the first sentences I told you is that we're an ensemble-based group and program. So we had to shift our approach. And we taught via Zoom, and we made sure kind of from the get-go that all of our students could have devices. And I'm just really thankful to have an incredible staff that just, like, works collaboratively to make sure all our students have this, have access to not only devices, but of course music. But yeah, we shifted that model. It has been tough on the students. For some parts of last year, the students were going to school completely remote. And then, you know, My Cincinnati happens after school, then they're completely remote on an experience that they were so used to having in person, an intimate, you know, musical experience. But we have exercised and practiced as adult staff members, just a lot of nurturing and patience with this pandemic, making sure we're there for our students so that they can also open up to us and be frustrated, and just kind of being part of that support system.
Well, I wanted to ask about that, the role that the organization plays as a support system, because these types of extracurriculars are a way for children to find some passion, but also some connections with other people. And how have you found your kids to be during this particular challenging time we find ourselves in?
You know, I'm actually very impressed. Our students are just showing such a, and I hear this actually across the board, how students are showing a lot of strength and, more importantly, a lot of flexibility and resilience through the complications, not only that they're facing, but then they get to see, you know, all of these debates happening between adults on public health. Of course, all of these are stressors, but at the end of the day, I'm constantly and consistently impressed with how our students are taking it in, handling it, either opening up to us when they are feeling that stress and communicating their feelings, or just even processing it and communicating that, like, yes, this is happening, this is happening, this is a little terrible, but it's happening. And we're like, okay. And then we get to play some music.
How fun would that be? All right, Rachel Hastings of Price Hill Will, tell us what the timeline looks like for this project, if you can.
Sure. So we are actually starting construction on a couple of the buildings next month. So that's really exciting. And, you know, the initial phases of construction will be sort of the kind of interior clean out and some, you know, removal of old systems. And we're kind of staggering the different buildings. So we won't all be starting next month, but I think two are starting next month. And then in the next couple months after that, we've got another two starting every couple months. So there'll be lots of activity on Warsaw. So hopefully it'll get folks even more excited about the future of these blocks.
What does this redevelopment of an old business district do for the broader community there overall, Rachel?
Well, I think we've had some really exciting things happening in East Price Hill over the last several years. I mean, the whole Incline District, where the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater is and the Incline Public House and so forth, you know, that area is doing really well. We've invested in Price Avenue, as has some other for-profit developers. We've got some wine bar and Vera Cruiser there. And so now we're also going to be putting this massive investment on Warsaw. So we really see this as a connector between the sort of Incline District and the neighbor business district. And we're hoping to set the tone for future redevelopment on Warsaw. You know, that other folks will, you know, save existing buildings whenever possible, will, you know, put love into them and, you know, have a new use for them. But also, you know, are aspirational about thinking about the future of our neighborhood, and really appreciate the incredible diversity that we have here today. you know, East Price Hill is Cincinnati's most racially, ethnically, and socioeconomically diverse neighborhood, and we want it to stay that way. So for us, you know, equitable development that is supporting our existing residents is really important, and we hope to inspire others to do the same.
And Bernardo, when's our next chance to see this youth orchestra perform?
Yeah, our first concert is in November, and we will keep everybody up to date. You can visit our website at mycincinnati.org or go through the Price Hill Will website as well. And we'll keep everybody up to date if we do it remote or live stream or in person and or both.
All right, we've been talking about the Warsaw Avenue Creative Campus. It is undergoing a $17.6 million redevelopment there in East Price Hill. We will continue to keep an eye out for what that looks like. Hope the two of you will keep us posted on the progress there. We've been joined by Price Hill Will Executive Director Rachel Hastings and My Cincinnati Director Bernardo Lopez. Rachel, Bernardo, thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much.
And those of you listening, want to let you know that Cincinnati Public Radio excited to be a part of this weekend's Pyramid Hill Art and Music Festival in Hamilton. You can join us on those beautiful grounds of that world-class sculpture park where you'll find 70 artists and craftsmen and live music and children's activities. You can find more information at pyramidhill.org. And again, another reminder that on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., WVXU will broadcast the Cincinnati Inquirer debate between Cincinnati mayoral candidates Aftab Purevall and David Mann. Our government reporter, Becca Costello, here at WVXU, will serve as one of the panelists. You can listen on air at 91.7 FM. You can stream online at WVXU.org, or you can listen through the WVXU app. Also, just ask your smart speaker to play WVXU. As for now, you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of this program every single episode online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow. We'll be right back. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.